Hello and welcome to Real Actors, Real Answers, the audio podcast where actors, actresses, scriptwriters, casting directors, producers, performers, stand-up comedians, voiceover artists, and people like you and me get real. Getting real is, well, really, really important when it comes to living the life that you have chosen, to designing your life, to designing your acting career. And, well, there are four words that have been on my mind for quite a while. And many people get stuck on the first two words, but don't transition to the second two words. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about this. You ready? Write these down or just remember them. They're not that difficult to remember. Never say these two words. I can't. You see, it's big, isn't it? I knew it. When you say to yourself, it's more powerful than other people saying it to you. But when you say to yourself, I can't, you limit yourself, you retard yourself, you stop yourself in your tracks from moving forward, and you allow fear to enter. I can't. Now, being a little funny, there are certain things you can't do. And you'll probably smile at this. I know I do. I can't fly with wings. I can't fly with wings. It reminds me of that song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right? If birds can fly over the rainbow, why can't I? Well, Dorothy, you don't have wings and you don't have hollowed out flight-like bones, okay? Basically, you know, those are silly things. I can't. Well, of course you can't. God didn't design you to be a bird. However, there are myriads of things that we come across simply because we don't have enough confidence, and then we say these two words, I can't. I can't. I can't do that. I can't save the money. Well, guess what? Your brain, and this has been proven, your brain does not know the difference between fact and fiction. And I'll give you a quick example. When you see a foodie and it's something delicious and it looks wonderful and you imagine it, and even now I'm imagining something and my saliva glands are salivating. They're starting to connect with a picture of a foodie in my mind. I don't even have one in front of me. Excuse me, I have to swallow. But you can't eat a foodie, right? Well, your brain doesn't know the difference, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he becomes he or she. So anytime we say we can't, it's not that we can't. And here comes the next two words. It's that we won't. Now, if we won't do something, that gives us the ability to exercise what God already gave us, our free will. I won't do this because I'd rather save up for something else. I'd rather spend my time doing this or that. I won't do that. Okay? It's not, oh, I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't act. No. If you have it in you in the first place, the desire to do it, that's called a passion. God gave it to you. So instead of saying that, say, I can and will find a way. I can and I will find a way. So actually, there's I can't, which is limiting your own abilities to do in the face of fear, and you embrace your fear instead of your faith. I won't, which is your free will being exercised. At least you know you're in control. I won't. Not I can't move to California. I can't move to New York. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, why? Well, because of this and this, and because I have a home, and because I'm not saying that it's easy to let go of things or people. I'm saying when it comes right down to it, if it was important enough for you, you would find a way. Come on now, you know, you would definitely find a way to do something. And I'll give you one example. One person that comes to my mind right now, she's a student of mine, Kim. Her name is Kim, and she is in her 60s. Okay, when most people are thinking about retirement and slowing down, which you don't have to, by the way, but you know, they're slowing down and they're just, you know, settled into their house and their atmosphere and their environment, and, you know, things like that. She did not do that. I'll tell you what she did. And she has asthma on top of it. Okay. She moved from Arizona to Chicago and accepted, because she was accepted, into Second City. She's hilarious. She has so many ideas, and she's studying directing, and she's studying acting, and she's studying script writing. And she's really good at it. And she has this fire. And she took herself and her dog and her things in a car and drove for 2 days through snowstorms, through all kinds of weather. And then in between, she had to go to the hospital because she had an asthma attack on the way there. But then she arrived. And then she had trouble with housing and this and that. But she is like, if I could say she's my hero, she is. She didn't say she can't. She didn't say she won't, which is a step up from I can't. She said, I can and I will find a way. And now she is producing her own sitcom. She is working towards learning more and more. She's growing, okay? So if you ever say to yourself, I can't, stop. Kick yourself in the butt. Sort of like Liar Liar. That one scene, if you're not familiar, watch the movie. It's hilarious. With Jim Carrey. And he was in the courtroom. He excused himself because he couldn't lie. And he went into the bathroom. And he started to slam himself against the wall and do all sorts of rub soap in his eyes and just beat himself up. And this one gentleman, he walked in and saw what he was doing. And he goes, what are you doing? Jim Carrey looks up at him and goes, I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind? It freaked him out, of course. Crazy. And he ran out of there. But the idea behind that is, if you say you can't, kick your own ass. Seriously, kick your own butt and say, I won't. At least you are giving yourself the ability to respond with ability, responsibility. At least you are being honest with yourself. Because I can't tell you how horrible it is when we actually believe we can't do something. If God gave us the ability to do something, we can do it with His help and with other people's help in that order. But to say you can't, you're embracing fear. And many times, this may sound odd and weird, but be honest with yourself. Don't you and I sometimes hold on to what we don't want? We hold on to our FBS, faulty belief system, things that we used to believe but don't work anymore. We hold on to what we don't want simply because we're comfortable. And then we make the excuse and the mistake of saying, I can't. I can't do it. I can't. No. You won't. You won't. I have met many brave people like Kim. Another name that comes to me is Peggy. Another name that comes to me is Brandy. And people in my past where instead of saying they can't, they said one of two things. I won't, which is great, you know. Or I can and will find a way. I can and will find a way. Who has done that? More people come to mind now. Giuliano, Connor, Joshua. Just so many wonderful people God has blessed me to have in my life. Andrea. Giving first name only, but if you hear this, you'll know yourself because you know me. Because I'm your coach. But I just wanted to put this out there today because it's so important. It's so significant. Oh my, you only live so long. Face that fact, because it's not a fact, it's the truth actually. And you don't know when your last breath will come, and then you'll be standing in front of the God Almighty. So, never say you can't, because you always can, unless you won't. Never say you can't, because you always can, unless you say you won't. Or you could say, I can and I will find a way. If you know the story behind Sylvester Stallone and his award-winning Rocky Balboa, Rocky, you know, Rocky 1 through, what was it, 6, I think. He had a lot of won'ts in his life, not can'ts. If you have something in you that you know and believe in, either do one of two things. Say, I won't. It'll free you up to do something else. Or say, I can and we'll find a way. What does this have to do with acting? Everything. Everything. How many people have you known, perhaps yourself, that at one time you gave up acting? You gave up your dream. You gave up this or that because you had it. You're in the lie, you know, that self-taught lie that I can't. Or you believe that someone discouraged you. You can't do that. And instead of saying I can or it's because I won't, you believe them. And for years you have stayed away from what you love to do or who you are. This can apply to your acting career. This can apply to your personal life, your relationships, your health, just so many things. But don't say that you can't. Say that you won't or that you'll find a way. This is David Thompson, davidthompsoncoaching.co, davidthompsoncoaching.co. If you need a coach, I may be the one for you. Contact me, write to me, and david@davidwthompson.co. It's on the website too, davidthompsoncoaching.co. And we can set up a 45-minute free consultation to see if we're a right fit for each other. So I hope that you have benefited from this audio podcast. And listen to it again. And I'll tell you why, and then I'll let you go. When we hear something or read something, we gloss over it. We hear it. But have you ever read something or read a book or studied something and did listen to it again, read it again, and realized, wait a minute, I didn't read that before? Yeah, you read it before. But your brain needs time to grow. Your brain needs time to collect and to reflect on what you've learned. Reflection is power. So slow down, listen to this again, pass it along. I've done this for over 30 years and I'm pretty good at it. So I'm going to leave you with that today. Remember, it's not that you can't, it's you won't. Or you can find a way. God bless.